بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما الأحاديث فالأول عن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. With regard to this chapter of speaking the truth and bringing truth into our lives, the first hadith that is mentioned in this chapter is a riwayat, a narration from Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who narrates from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna sidqa yahdi ila al-bir," that speaking the truth all the time, making it one's habit and way of life, this guides towards all goodness, all righteousness, or it means leads one to Jannah. وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ, and this truth, when a person speaks, finally he will see, he will come out in Jannah. Truth will make him, all the other good qualities come into him, and he will enter into Jannah. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلُ لَيَسْتُقُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الصِّدِّيقَ, and a person speaks the truth all the time, it becomes his very nature. Then finally he is written by Allah Ta'ala as a Siddiq. Siddiq is a very great and honorable position, which Allah Ta'ala refers to immediately after the position of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, minan nabiyyina wa siddiqina. So by speaking the truth and making it a habit, then a person is recorded by Allah Ta'ala that he is amongst the Siddiqeen. وَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ, and lying guides one, takes one, leads one towards all types of sin. And then we think we are only lying, but as we know that for one lie you have to speak another 10 lies to cover it up. And this leads then to all types of other vice and evil also. Then a person starts getting all evil qualities in him. وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورِ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ, and this gunas takes one, finally the final destination of guna is the fire of Jahannam, that a person will find that he comes out in Jahannam. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلُ لَيَكْذِبُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا, and a person keeps on lying, every matter he keeps on lying until he is recorded by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala as a liar. And this is a very sad condition, that Allah Ta'ala writes down our names in the register of those people who are liars and who are profound liars. That is like professional liars. Not only that a person spoke a lie at a time, but that it became his nature and is known as a liar. And then not only that, but then Allah Ta'ala puts it on the tongues of the people. Even people say, just leave him alone, he's a big liar. And that is a very, very great disgrace and humiliation for a person, that he's called by any bad names and it becomes known amongst people also, and people also regard him as such. So therefore, a person should try and make speaking the truth his habit, and a person requires this effort, especially in these times when lying has become so the art, it has become an art, and in everything without thinking we just speak lies. A person, whether it is in the home, matters of the house, for no reason also, then a person starts speaking lies. And in business, it is, as it comes in the hadith also, one of the reasons why the bazaars and the shopping malls are not liked by Allah Ta'ala, because a lot of lies are spoken there. When doing business, a person speaks a lot of lies just to sell his commodity, just to conclude a sale. A person will speak a lot of lies. And not only the speaking of lies, people will make up contracts and put false signatures, etc. on that also. And all this is a great, great harm and a great danger. And it is a common thing, unfortunately. So it requires great effort for a person to be a truthful person. Whether it is the mother in the house, The children also, we teach them in fact to lie. That just the beggar comes at the door, or for example, which is a common example, the Jamaat comes and we send the child to say that that my father is not at home. We are teaching the child to lie. And in many other things also, the lying between husband and wife, which is so common, and the accusations that come from it, and many a dispute and argument of husband and wife, the one will say about the other, the amount of lies they speak, all the time, just lying all the time. Then this is, for a believer, it is inconceivable that a believer, a mu'min, can be a liar. Either it comes in the hadith, that you are a liar or you are a believer, but you can't be the two together. So it is a very dangerous thing that this lying and this quality of speaking the truth, it is what we should make dua for also. We should make effort also. And very fortunate is the person that the truth comes into his life and is known amongst people. Like Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was known by his enemies also, that he was absolutely truthful. He was Al-Amin, he was As-Sadiq, he was the truthful, he was the most trustworthy. May Allah give us all tawfiq, that we realize, become conscious of this, and we make practical effort towards it. Wa akhiru da'wana.